So on the Feast of Epiphany today, I like to connect it with perhaps some of our popular culture movies. So through the act of mooching from one of my good friends, I was able to gain access to Disney Plus. I wasn't going to pay extra money for Disney Plus. But because of Disney Plus, I was able to watch The Mandalorian, which is for all you Star Wars fan, perhaps you might know. I never liked Star Wars personally, because like how many stupid Death Star can you kill, you know, like over and over again. But the Mandalorian itself present a very interesting story of this bounty hunter was set out to kill one of the, or destroy one of the highest paying bounty there is. And of course, in the beginning, people all thought it was Baby Yoda, but it's what not. And it's just a species that looked like Yoda himself. And his name later on was revealed to be Grogu, right? And this child that this bounty hunter had seen changed his whole life. He was seeking out this child to kill this child in order to gain money. But once he encountered this child, he became his own protector. And he had to go through a lot of ordeals, and he had to go through a lot of trials. He had to fight many battles, and even to the point of being exiled by his fellow bounty hunters and his guild and everything in order to protect this child. And in the same way, today we hear about the Magi who set out on a very far journey before GPS, before gas station, before motel, before all the postmodern convenience that we might have, to a very unknown journey to seek a king that they have known and seen by his star. I don't know about you, but if we travel to an unknown country, and especially in the Middle East now, we probably get mugged or get kidnapped and get ransomed, right? So it's a very dangerous country, or a very dangerous journey itself, through many different paths, many different parts of the world, many unknowns. Yet these three kings had to actively sought the newborn king. This is what faith is about. Too many people nowadays say that I believe in God, but their faith is only of words. They never actively sought God in their life. Faith is an active search, a journey, an adventure, a giving up oneself into the unknown and allowing oneself to seek God as best as we can. Faith is not some passive downtime or something that we do whenever it's convenient for us or when every other options fail. Faith is that personal search for God and allow God to be our main focal point. And faith will lead us through a lot of trials, a lot of unknowns, a lot of fears, a lot of mishaps as well. And we see two different kings today that we, at the Magi, at the people who seek the truth, will find. First, the typical king, King Herod, who was worried about his power. He cannot let go. And he's willing, as we have here, we'll hear in the gospel, willing to kill anyone who stand in his way, including whom we call the holy innocents, all the children that were murdered by him because he thought that one of them was going to be the king that usurped him, that steal his power, that steal his place. He was a righteous king only by his mouth, but he was a pitiful king that cannot let go because he's scared of losing control of losing power. A typical politician, a typical king, a typical person can let go. Yet, we have another king that did not come with riches, did not come with power, did not come with all the conveniences and all the luxuries of this world. A king that was born in a manger, in a cave. You know, I had an opportunity to visit the place where Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And it's actually a hard piece of work to go down because it's actually really a cave. You have to descend down. And then not only that, the entrance is, of course, a whole bunch of tourists or pilgrims trying to see the same thing. But then when you come down, there's the Star of Bethlehem there. And it said in Latin, "Here the Savior was born." And in order for you to adore the Star of Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, you and I have to kneel down and kiss the place. An act of humility, an act of lowering ourselves to meet God in a very unexpected way, in a very humbling way, in a very genuine way. My brothers and sisters, Jesus teaches us that to seek the truth and to seek His presence in our lives, don't search it in self-righteous politician or anyone who are willing to hold on to their power, but to be the one that's willing to stoop down and to obey the truth. And not only with words that only speak about the truth, but by their own life, willing to manifest and to point to the truth. Jesus didn't have to justify himself. He was not pretentious. He didn't have to prove himself to anyone because he is God. When we live in the truth, we don't have to prove ourselves to anybody else. And if we're Christians, we don't have to say that I did this, I did that. Who care? By your life, show, not by your words. My brothers and sisters, it's important that nowadays we truly follow the example of the Magi, willing to go out of our comfort zone, go out of our way, go into the unknown, to cast into the deep, and to allow ourselves to be humble, to seek God in a very genuine and real way. If we cannot humble ourselves, we will in turn only worship our own idolized version of God and not worship the one true God. My brothers and sisters, that's why Pope John Paul II, Saint Pope John Paul II, when he opened the holy door for the Jubilee of 2000, he said in this third millennium, we need witnesses and people who can give testimonies, not just teachers. By our testimony, by our witness to the faith, by how we choose to live this faith even when it gets hard, we speak louder than our words. This is how we sanctify the world. So I hope each and every one of us will set out in our own journey too. The journey of self-abandonment, the journey of humility, the journey of asking the child Jesus to come to us, and we come to him and said, Lord, help me to be humble like you. Help me to die to myself. Help me to empty myself, and help me to live only for you. My brothers and sisters, what can I offer to you in this year 2021. I offer to you Jesus Christ, not any politician, not any government, not anyone else. I offer to you Jesus Christ, and I only ask you, no matter what happened to this year, even if this year do not live according to what we expect, so what? It's another year out of all eternity. It's another year that we are presented an opportunity to truly seek Him and love Him. It's another year that we can begin to give our life totally and completely to Christ. Therefore, let us begin this year by dying to ourselves and seeking Christ always.